Chaitanya Bhagavad Anti Lila Chapter 3, Lord Chaitanya is replying to Sarvabhauma. He smiled and he explained, after hearing him explain the Atmaram verse in 13 different ways, Lord Chaitanya agreed. He said, yes, Ishar Hasya Gora Chandra Prabhukai Jata Vakan Vakanila Tumi Sava Satyahai. Whatever you said is your Vakya is Satya, is true. Now I'll give my explanations. Hebe shunami kichu, kare vakyan, bujadeki vicharya, hayahi ki praman. Now hear my explanations and decide whether they're authorized. Lord Chaitanya is asking Sarvabhauma, check my, see, because you're a big acharya, a big guru. I'm just a sannyasi and I don't have any disciples and you're so famous, Rajguru. So I don't know as much as you know, but you just make see what I can say. Then, of course, he then, Takane Vismita Sarvabhauma Mahashaya, Aro Arta Narera Shaktite Kavunai. Sarvabhauma Mahashaya became struck with wonder as he thought, further explanations of this Atmaram verse are beyond the ability of any human being. In other words, he felt that this Bhagavatam verse, Atmaramas Chamaniyo, I've just explained it in 13 different ways, which is like a miracle. No one can do such a feat. And now he's saying he's going to try and decide whether it's authorized. I can't believe it. How can he do this? This is his thing. He was struck with wonder. Vismita. Vismita is the same as Hindi. He was struck with wonder. Vismita. How is he going to do this? It's not, no human can do it. I don't think. Apanara arta prabhu apane vakane jahakeya kona kalpe udesha najane. Mahaprabhu then explained the meaning in his own ways, which no one at any time could conceive. Udesh najane. Kalpe udesh najane. No one anywhere could figure it out. Gaura Sundara is directly Gaura Chandra. Therefore, only he knows the actual purport of this verse of the Bhagavatam, Atmaram verse spoken by Krishna. Gaura Sundara began to personally explain this verse in many different ways without even touching or mentioning the 13 explanations given by Sarvabhauma. No living entity other than Krishna could ever conceive of such explanations. After hearing these explanations, Vakya Shuni Sarvabhauma Parama Vismita Mani Bhave Ekiva Ishvara Vidita. Indeed, Sarvabhauma was astonished, not only astonished, Parama Vismita, completely astonished, to hear Mahaprabhu's explanations, and he thought, is he the Supreme Lord? Because he thought, a human can't do this, so this must be God. Shloka vakya kare prabhu kariya hunkar atma bhave haila shad buja avatar prabhu bale sarvabhama kitora vichar sanyase amara nahi haya adhikar sanyasi kiyami hena tora chite lai tora lagi eta ami hoilan udai bahu janma mora preme tyajili jivan ateva toreyami dilun darshan sankirtana rambe mohara avatar ananta brahmande muni wahi nahi ar janma jama tumi mora shuddha prema das ateva tore muni hoilan prakash. After explaining the verse, Mahaprabhu roared loudly, hunkara karya hunkara, and manifested his six-armed form, Sadbuj Prakash. Two arms of Ram, two arms of Krishna, two arms of Gaura. Then he said, Sarvabhauma, what do you think? Imagine, he's there, he thinks he's this little sannyasi, he took sannyas too young, he's too young, and he's only 24 and so attractive. And I have to teach him a thing or two and about bhakti and about the Atmaram verse. And all of a sudden he manifests out of his body, manifests Ram, form and Krishna form and Gauranga. What do you think? Sarvabhauma, what do you think? Do you think, am I qualified to take sannyas? Do you think I'm a mere sannyasi? I came here for your sake. You have spent many lifetimes trying to attain love for me. Bahu janma janma more more preme tyajali jivan. Therefore, I am revealing myself to you. Amidharashan. I've incarnated to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. Sankirtana Arambe, Muhara Avatar. Throughout the innumerable universes, I alone am qualified. You are my purely devoted servant, Shuddha Prema Das. Birth after birth, Janma Jama to me, Mora Shuddha Prema Das. Not just Shuddha Bhakta, but Shuddha Prema Das. Therefore, I have revealed myself to you. The word Mohara means mine, Mohara avatar. I revealed my avatar. Sarvabhauma had said before this discussion with Gauranga that Gaurasundar was young and not qualified for sannyas. So in protest of this statement of his lack of adhikar, Mahaprabhu displayed his sadbhuj form, six-armed form, and said, I alone am qualified to take sannyas. Since you perform severe austerities for many lifetimes in your eagerness to see me, I have come to you, Nilachala. Innumerable universes are within me. You hankered for my affection birth after birth. Sadhu udarima, sadhu udarimu dushta, vinashima sabha, chinta kichu nahitara para morastava. I will deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants. Do not worry. Just offer prayers to me. Mora stava. Dushta vinashima sava. Apurva shadbuj murti koti surya maya. Diki murcha gela sarvabhoma mahashaya. The six-armed form of Gauranga was most wonderful and effulgent as millions of suns, Koti Surya Maya. Seeing that form, Sarvabhauma lost consciousness and fell on the ground. Boom! Vishala Karena Prabhu, Hunkara Garjan, Anande Shad Bhuja Gora Chandra Narayan. Then the six-armed form Gora Chandra roared loudly in ecstasy. Rah! So it seems almost kind of mean in one sense. He showed this six-armed form to this old Brahmanacharya Sarvabhauma, and he became so bewildered, he fainted and collapsed on the ground, and then Lord Chaitanya roared in ecstasy. Wonderful! Seems almost mean, but it's actually all Leela. Bharasuki, because he roared in ecstasy because he was rejoicing over the victory of Sarvabhauma, that Sarvabhauma would now be converted to the Gaudiya Vaishnava fold and give up his Advaya Gyan and other pursuits. Bharasuki Prabhu Sarvabhomera Antare Uttabali Srihasta Dilena Tanashire. Because right after roaring and showing his Shadbhuj form, then Gauranga was very pleased with Sarvabhoma. He placed his lotus hand on Sarvabhoma's head and said, get up. In other words, he blessed him. So in one sense, he looks like he's being mean, but it's just his elation of ecstasy. He's roaring to see that Sarvabhauma has realized the truth. So now he's reviving him. In some editions of Chaitanya Bhagavat, the following verses are added after this verse. Shankar Chakra Gara Padma Srihala Mushala Ratnamani Paripurna Sriyanga Ujwal Srivatsa Koshchubahara Vakshe Shobakare Vamakakshe Shinga Vetra Murali Jatari. The Lord held the conch chakra club lotus mallet, that's how they chant, say Mushalam, and plow in his six arms. His effulgent body was decorated with jewels and precious stones. His chest was decorated with Kaustubha jewel and the mark of Srivats. A stick and a horn adorned his left waist, and his flute was tucked in front. Srihasta Parashevipra Pahila Chaitan Tarapiyananda Njara Naspure Vachan. By the touch of the Lord's lotus hand, the Brahmana regained consciousness, yet he remained speechless, Njara Naspure Vachan, and stunned in ecstasy. Naspure Vachan, that's a very nice way to say he couldn't speak. No Vachan manifested, Spura, Spurti. Naspure. He was speechless and stunned in ecstasy. Anand, he was Anand, Jada, Anandjad. And out of ecstasy became stone-like, and no words manifested or appeared from his mouth, which means he became speechless. Naspure Vachan. Karuna Samudra Prabhu Shri Gaura Sundar Para Padma Dila Tamra Ridaya Upar. And Lord Gaura Sundar, the ocean of mercy, Karuna Samudra, then placed his lotus feet on Sarvabhauma's chest. Harivo. Actually, it says Ridaya Upar, because chest is Vaksha, or there's different words for chest, even in Bengali. But Ridaya means heart. So although obviously he couldn't cut open his chest and put his feet on top of his heart, but he placed him in his heart, he touched his heart on top of his heart. On that, in other words, on the left side of his chest, and he put both feet there. On seeing the most effulgent six-armed form of the Supreme Lord, that's Sadbhuj Gauranga, Sarvabhauma lost consciousness. Sri Gauri, who had assumed the six-armed form, then placed his lotus feet on Sarvabhauma's chest. So we'll find out tomorrow what happened after that.